Welcome back to the Gorghouls.
Hi.
I'm Sam.
I'm Caitlin.
And we're back again this week.
Yeah, we're doing good.
We had a week off because I went on vacation.
Yes, you did. Where'd you go?
Went to Viva Las Vegas Rockabilly Weekend. It was fun. One thing that Preston and I said is we feel like we've been too many times in a row so far.
Oh, is it getting too, like, going to the mall kind of feeling?
It wasn't even like that. It was just that the bands and stuff that they had, like, Cy Cranston is my favorite, and he was on Sunday evening.
Yeah.
But other than him, like, there wasn't any band. There were a couple bands where I was like, oh my god, that's so cool. And then it was like, eh, you know, it's good. Like, they're good. I love them. It is what it is. Cy Cranston was the only one that I was, like, super excited about.
Yeah.
It just feels like, I don't know. Like, we need to step back from it, hopefully get reinvigorated with it, you know? It might also have been, normally we have a day before Viva there, and we have a day after Viva there.
Oh, where it's just Vegas?
Yeah, whereas we went on the Thursday, which is the day that Viva starts, and came home on the Monday morning. So we didn't have really, like, we went to the Strip and we had fun time, like, some time at the Strip, but normally we have, like, those 2 days to kind of first get into it and then get out of it and then go home. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. So almost like we do at Salem.
Yeah.
Where it's like we're there being normal people.
Yeah.
We do Halloween stuff. And we're normal people for a day.
Yeah. So I think that that was more to do with it than anything else. Just that kind of, like, feeling like you have to rush and get everything in.
Oh,
you know?
Okay, yeah.
So
instead of just kind of walking around and being like, I can't wait for this to be filled with cars.
Yeah.
And this is going to be here.
Exactly.
And
having, like, that moment in the hotel where it's quiet and nobody's really there yet. Because most people do get in there either Wednesday night or Thursday morning. But, like, they did a couple things differently this year. Like, normally they do, well, not normally because last year they did it, but we didn't go. They have burlesque shows there, and they're fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
They have a showcase where it's, like, famous in the burlesque community people.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have a burlesque competition.
Yeah.
Like, the other night.
Yeah, you would think so.
So, like, it's, you know, there's two main burlesque shows, and then there's burlesque bingo, too, but they normally had it in the showroom last time we went. And I guess there was a problem when Dita Von Teese was there of people lining up at, like, 3 a.m. to get individual tickets.
I can imagine.
See her. Yeah. Cy Cranston was on that night, so we didn't even bother.
Yeah.
But now they've moved it into the arena. So the showroom is, like, the PAC.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
Like, a performing arts center at a high school. Like,
gotcha.
Where it's the state. It's a little bigger than our PAC.
I can imagine. But,
like, you know, it's still the same type of, like, community theater type showroom.
Okay.
Whereas the arena is like if you take, like, the TD Waterhouse top balcony off. So it's fucking massive.
Wow. Okay.
So we're trying to watch the burlesque, and the TVs that they had, the person was even smaller on the TV than they were on the stage.
Just looking at them.
Yeah. So after about two or three acts, we had to leave because my eyes are
just
throbbing.
Like, oh my god, trying to change in between, like, which one is better to,
like,
watch.
It was bad. Like, mom and dad left after the first performer, and then we left, I think it was three or four, and,
yeah.
And, like, I mean, they were great, unfortunately, and, like, because it's burlesque, you can't really see all the nuances that they're doing with their face.
That's
and
kind
their
of
feet
like a close-up thing.
Yeah, so, like, that was one thing that they've changed that I understand why they did it. They only have to do one show, because it used to be three shows of each and one on the night. So, hopefully everybody could get at least to one show. So, now they do one big show in each night in the arena. But I just think that even if you sat on the floor, if you weren't on the first couple of rows, like, you're
it's just lost on you.
Yeah. I would say the closeness factor in the showroom versus the arena, like, two or three or maybe, say, four rows back in the arena is, like, the last row in the showroom.
But, I mean, burlesque is a tease of the body. You don't do that at a Super Bowl stadium or something. Like, it is being able to see her thigh and, her curves and then her, like, that tease in her face.
Yeah,
and, like, it's
exactly.
Not, like, watching, like, Britney Spears, like, way back here and being like, I can't believe I'm seeing... Like, I know she's alive down there. And technically, to enjoy myself, I don't need to be, like, on top of her.
Yeah.
But for burlesque, it's like, okay, so this is basically, like, this would be, like, being at, like, a tattoo judging contest, and I'm way up here being like, looks like she's tattooed.
Yeah.
Like, I guess so.
It was very...
That's weird.
Yeah, so I think that they definitely need... Obviously, they don't have it, but there needs to be something in between the showroom and the arena where you still have that intimate feel so that it's, you know, good, but... Yeah, like, it was just, I don't know, there was a couple of things that they've changed to try and make it better, and I just think that they need to figure out a way to go back to what it was, but in a better way.
You know what I mean?
Like, I get it, nobody, because you get a wristband for the weekend, which guarantees that you get into everything. Well, the year that Dita was there, the burlesque showcase and the burlesque competition, you have to go to the box office with your wristband, say, here's my wristband, and they'll give you 2 tickets or 3 tickets.
Okay.
Or whoever's there, they'll give you the tickets for either the, I don't know, say 7, 8, or 9 show.
Okay.
Depending on, like, what one you want, what tickets are left, whatever. Normally, you can get them to probably the last show of the night. You can probably get them to, like, 30 minutes before, 40 minutes before.
Yeah.
Whereas people are literally lining up from 3 a.m., the weekend that Dita Von Teese
was
there.
I just, I can't even imagine, though.
Yeah,
that,
so...
I mean, her in this community is...
Yeah, like, she's the be-all and
yeah,
all.
That is, like, the, you know, that's, I don't know, like, fucking going to see, what, like, Michael Jackson in the pop community, where it's just like, yeah, we're gonna fucking camp out for 3 weeks trying to get tickets.
Exactly.
Like,
but I think that that year kind of fucked everybody up, because it was like, we have to fix this now.
And it's like, yeah, but did you have to fix it, or are you just not getting Dita back?
Yeah.
Like, is everything just go back to normal? Like, maybe you just didn't... Now you should just plan for, like, a stadium event with Dita, because everybody's just going to be like, I can't believe I'm in the same room as her.
Exactly. Have... If she's going to do a show, have it in there.
But if it's just famous among the community in, like, a different Instagram kind of way...
Yeah.
Stick with your 1, 2, and 3 a night thing.
Exactly.
You know?
I think it would have been just fine. Like, the show that we saw, we didn't even bother going the second night. The show that we saw, I would say that the amount of people that were in the arena to see the show, which is the only show that they did that night, was enough to fill the showroom.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like they even needed to do 1, 2, 3 show. Like, they could have just got us all in the showroom.
Wow.
And I'm sure that it was more daunting for the dancers, too, because you walk out and it's like, okay, it's a pack, it's fine. But then you walk out and it's a fucking arena and you see people up there and you're like, they can't see what I'm wearing. They can't see the details that I spent thousands of dollars on.
And this is like a 360 kind of thing?
They block it off so it's only half of it.
Okay.
But still.
But still, like, it's not...
Yeah, like, you know, I bet it's like, why am I wearing... I might as well not be wearing these stockings because you can't see that it's pink. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you can't see the line up the back of my thigh. You can't, And, like, that's what's so weird, too, is because, like, burlesque is one of those things that, obviously it's a pinup culture, but it's kind of, I mean, burlesque is kind of the whole experience of being back in, like, the 40s and the 50s in a small theater.
Yeah.
Watching that kind of show.
It made it feel
in a smoky
much
lounge,
different.
Like that kind of thing, where it's like, no, this wasn't meant for a Super Bowl stadium.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I mean, it's like strip clubs. Like, if you didn't have the strip club with the stage and the pole.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, wait, what are we doing? Like, there's a
that
certain.
Would feel weird.
What is, like, aesthetic. There's a certain aesthetic.
Yeah.
To burlesque.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
I feel like it's lost in an arena.
That seems commercial. That seems like someone that doesn't really care about burlesque set that up.
Yeah.
Or they're just like, put them in the big room.
I think it was very much like panic because everybody complained that they couldn't get tickets to Dita.
But that's specifically for Dita.
Exactly.
Like,
I'm sure that the other girls that night were great.
Yeah.
But they weren't Dita Von Teese.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, and I mean the fact that I'm sure that their performances were just as good. But they don't have that backing of being super popular.
It's Dita, though.
Like even main, like, my uncle, Pete, has Dita Von Teese as his, like, phone background.
Yeah.
And he knows
he's
nothing.
Yeah,
like, that's not his thing, you know?
No, I mean,
so
it'd be like...
a very, like, widespread type person.
Well, yeah, and I mean, it'd be like going to downtown Orlando, and you're like, yeah, I just saw some band perform in a bar, and it was great. But then... like, freaking Lady Gaga's down there.
Yeah.
It's like, this is horrible. Like, why is Lady Gaga down here? Because no one could get in. And then the bar, you know, the bar being like, well, we need to rent out, like, a huge space for bumfuck Facebook people.
Yeah.
Like, no, no, no. It was literally because of her that this was uncomfortable.
Yeah, not because it's a standard.
Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, but well, it was, I mean, we had a fun time,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
But next time we go, Like, I think we'll wait a couple years to go again.
Let it get refreshed.
Yeah.
Maybe go back to your old way of having a day.
Yeah. If we didn't have so many vacations planned this year already, we would have done our normal 6 days or 5 days or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But because we have the 4 vacations, or 3 for Preston, it was like...
If you're listening, Preston.
Yeah, he is outside the door.
Suck it.
But, yeah, I try to minimize his time off for work.
Of course.
Possible,
so. Yeah, this year we were crammed.
Yeah.
But it's our dirty 30 year.
Yeah.
We are literally using that white girl excuse of like, oh my God, who cares? We're 30.
Yeah.
So we're going on all kinds of vacations this year.
I think we're going to each side of the country. Going to the east. We obviously live on the east coast. So we're going to the northeast.
Yep. We're going northeast.
The west.
We went, yep, west.
And I went west, but like.
Yeah, what do they call it?
Is Nevada like Midwest or is it West Coast?
I don't even know.
And we went on
Southwest.
Cruise, so we went international too.
As woo!
So.
We are traveling.
My suitcase is still out.
Yeah.
And it'll stay out now. It's just going to stay out all year.
Yep, because in August, we're going to
California.
LA. Oh, we're so excited. We're trying like all new aesthetics for there, and we're super excited about that. And we are hoping, now this is just like wild hoping and dreaming kind of thing, but that month, I'm pretty sure it's before we go anyhow, maybe around when we go, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is going to be out in theaters. And we're so stoked, but we are hoping for, like, it'd be so cool for us to get some kind of, like, L.A. experience going to see that. So that's, like, wild dream. We have nothing planned. We're just hoping because we follow all kinds of, like, L.A. things on Instagram right now. And there's seems to be a bunch of horror stuff happening. A lot, actually.
When it came out, like, the new one.
Yeah.
They did, like, that house.
Yes,
the house that was from the movie
that you went in and did,
the haunted house or whatever. I don't know if it was a haunted house or if it was more of, like, an experience.
I think it was an experience.
But either way, like, hopefully they do something like that for Scary Stories to Tell in the
Anything.
Dark.
Literally anything. Anything horror-related, we will be on it, like...
Even if it's just a popcorn bucket.
Yeah. Like, we're all about it. So, also, if you're from L.A., and you know where we should look or plan for this stuff, please message us. We would love... Love to get any little tidbits about that. We try and keep up with everything online as far as what we can find and hopefully plan for. But if you live in the depths of it, we'd love to know.
Yeah.
Like, literally, we'd love to know.
Stuff that we probably wouldn't be able to find.
Like, yeah, and online. We've got, like, your normal stuff. You know, we're doing the haunted tour stuff. And we're seeing the murder houses. We're going to the murder museum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're doing all that stuff. Like, your real generic stuff we're doing.
A lot of crime scenes on our itinerary.
Exactly. So, we have that stuff. We're talking more of, like, the It House experience or, you know, maybe you know of, like, a horror-themed bar.
Yeah.
Or a horror this. Or, oh, they're going to set up this exhibit here. Like, that's the kind of stuff we would love to know about. So, message us. We would love it. Or text us, because apparently you can do that.
Yeah, I got a text message from someone on Instagram.
It was, like, really weird.
Don't do that. Don't text me.
Yeah, I don't...
I can't figure out why it's there or how it's there, so just don't text me if you can find it.
I don't know. I'm going to try and find it through, like, try to text you through, I don't know, like, text you through it and see, like, where it is, because I'd like to be able to turn it off if I know what location of Instagram it is. I've never seen that before.
No.
Messages, yeah, unless you have your messages set up for, like, alerts.
No.
So weird.
Yeah, I don't know. But, so last week we were, or last episode we were going to talk about remakes.
And we talked all about doing it.
The only remake we talked about was Sabrina.
Yep.
So technically we didn't let you guys down.
I guess not, technically.
But, so we're going to go ahead and talk about a few remakes of different horror movies throughout the years and what's coming up and
my God.
All that kind of stuff. But,
I feel like our lists probably look... Maybe somewhat the same.
I only have a few.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have My Bloody Valentine.
Didn't even think of that one.
Nightmare on Elm Street, Friday the 13th.
Oh, you're hot about that one, though.
The Haunting, and House on Haunted Hill.
Gotcha. I have... Okay, so we have none that are the same.
Oh, cool.
I have Tale of Two Sisters, The Ring, It, Evil Dead, and I kind of counted The Thing in its prequel, because it's, like, super...
Like the 60s one and then the
80s
one?
No, so The Thing and then the new thing that came out is a prequel to The Thing.
When did the new thing come out?
2012?
Oh. Was not aware. Even a little bit. Had no idea.
It has Mary Elizabeth Winstead in it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, and the Christensen guy from Not Another Teen Movie. The blonde guy.
Oh, oh, really?
Back that is. Yeah.
I love
it. Okay, and you don't need to watch The Thing to watch this.
I know. I've watched The Thing.
The original Thing?
Yeah.
Okay, you just don't.
I've seen it like 3 times.
Not a fan?
I mean, it's okay. Like, it's good. Like, the practical effects and stuff are good. I don't know. It's like every time...
I'm undying to The Thing. It's my favorite.
Every time I watch Queen of... Any vampire movie.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing.
Okay.
Queen of the Damned. Okay. Dracula 2000 or 3000, whatever that was.
With the locust? Praying mantis thing.
No idea. I'll tell you about that in a second. But any kind of... what is it? Interview with a Vampire with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
And then Dracula, which is Gary Oldman.
Yeah,
and Nick, what's her fucking name? Winona Ryder. 20 or 30 minutes into the movie, I'm out. Like, it does not matter. I've tried watching them so many times. And, like, I go in super excited, and I'm still excited, and then I'm just like, boom, done. That's what happens with The Thing.
It's like you wake up and you're like, damn it!
Yeah, like literally every time. I don't know if it's just because... I guess maybe it's because I'm, like, I'm sitting on the couch, or it's a lazy day, and I'm like... Oh, I'll put this movie on. It'll be great. And then I'm like, fuck, I'm so tired. Boom. Done. Like, I've never seen, like, all those 4 vampire movies I just mentioned.
The whole way
I've
through.
I've never seen it the whole way through.
Like, you need to start 30 minutes in and just slowly, like, make your way through it. I'm the same way with Unbreakable, though. I've tried to watch Unbreakable, like, maybe 4 times.
Yeah.
And I can't. Like, I physically can't. And there's no reason for it. I'm just, like, I'm out. It's just one of those things that, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't do it. I don't know why, and The Thing is the same. I think I've seen The Thing a few times, but I'll cut up.
But I'll cut, yeah, like, I get that.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm sure if I sat down and tried to watch it...
That's like you just said how you...
When I wasn't tired, you know what I mean? But, like, when the fuck am I not tired?
When you're trying to go to sleep?
Yeah, like, Jesus. But anyway,
that is so funny. Oh my God.
Remakes.
Well, you would really like the prequel thing. It's so good.
I feel like there's, like, that... little piece behind in my memory of it now that you said the Eric whatever his name is guy.
I just absolutely don't believe that you didn't see it.
I'm
just
pretty
don't
sure
believe
I
it.
Did, but I don't know, like, it's there. You know when it's, like, there, but you can't...
But then you can't tell if your brain is making you see it, where you're like, oh, I've definitely seen this because it makes sense, or if it's like,
but
yes,
I'm pretty
I've actually
sure,
seen this.
What's it called? Just The Thing?
It's The Thing.
Yeah, I feel like maybe I'll look up screenshots and stuff afterwards.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that I have seen at least parts of it.
I just don't see how you haven't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called The Thing, but the setup of the movie is not a remake. It's supposed to be a prequel. So the end of the movie, they are filming the dog running away from their camp. They're the Norwegians that they talk about in the beginning of The Thing.
Yeah.
That dog runs towards...
Kurt
Russell's camp. So... You know, it's, I mean, it flows together really good. So I included it on my list as far as quote unquote remakes go, because it has a beautiful flow into it. And Mary Elizabeth Winstead is just...
And she's not in anything anymore.
Yeah, well, it's, like, weird, because after that, Cloverfield...
Yeah, I was going to say she was in that, and then that
she,
was the
it
last
seems
time
like,
I
honestly,
heard of her,
I think
really.
She went kind of, like, another direction. Like, she's been, like, doing indie stuff.
Yeah. I mean, she's good. I really like her.
I've always kind of liked everything she's been in, which is weird.
Yeah.
When you kind of realize.
I don't have anything that I've been like, oh, God, I don't like her. Like.
No, Final Destination 3, amazing.
Yeah.
The Thing, amazing. Cloverfield Lane.
Death Proof.
Even the little bit she's in it.
She's also in Sky High. She's a villain.
Oh, Jesus.
She's one of Preston's favorite movies.
Really?
Yeah. Kurt Russell's in that one, too, so.
Okay, then that's fine.
All
right, so talk about, okay.
So what's your most favorite remake ever?
I guess at the end of the day, I would qualify it as something where I wasn't super into the original one, so I like the remake more.
Okay.
Kind of thing. And I would say that it's Evil Dead. I could never really get through Evil Dead stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm, okay, hate mail ascend. I am not a fan of Sam Raimi. I've tried to sit through a bunch of his movies. I do not like Drag Me to Hell. I can't sit through it. I can't do it. And I'm into goofy shit. Army of Darkness is kind of the closest I can get, and even during that, I'm like,
Yeah, I don't...
So I don't know what it is, but I don't like Sam Raimi, because I think he's too goofy. He's very serious about horror, but then he's like, why don't we put in a cartoon sound effect of an anvil falling on someone's head?
Yeah.
I can't do it. So, I love the Evil Dead remake.
I remember, I've only seen Evil Dead and Army of Darkness. I've never seen the second Evil Dead.
You would shoot yourself in the face.
Like, I don't...
And that'll be something that you'll stay up during, and you'll shoot yourself in the face.
I feel... When I watched the original Evil Dead, as much as I do like Bruce Campbell, and I feel like he does bring some kind of charisma to the movie, I found it extremely boring.
I just can't get into
it. I just don't... Yeah, it's not
And I have my favorite. A ton of respect for the visuals, the work that's put into it, the dedication that was put into it, like... I have a ton of respect for practical effects in almost any of those original movies and stuff. Tons of respect. But I guess that's why I just don't like watching it, because I feel like I'm not appreciating it.
Yeah.
Like, in that sense.
Yeah, I do. I do like the remake's pretty good.
I love it. I thought it just brought, like, such a good new freshness to that. And they change just enough. And again, it's almost like the It situation, which, again, love.
Yeah.
It. But I love... I don't care. I love the original.
Yeah.
Tim Curry, I love him. I know it was made for TV, and the second part is... The adults were not as great as the kids.
No.
But I love the original It. I can still sit and watch it, no problem. But I still want to watch the remake.
Yeah.
Evil Dead, I don't want to watch it.
No.
The remake... I watch it every few months, just because I'm like, I want something gory and freaking skin crawly, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's where I go to. What's yours?
Off my list, because now we've talked about It, but off the list that I have, I like the House on Haunted Hill remake the best.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, I do, I have a very big love for the Friday the 13th remake, the My Bloody Valentine remake, and, you know, all the other ones that I mentioned, except for Nightmare on Elm Street, we'll get to that. But, House on Haunted Hill, when I was a kid, was, like, the be-all and all. I remember I rented it, like, me and Mom went to the store, I rented that, and then a couple other things. So she said, okay, well, it was, I don't know, late after we watched the first movie, and she said... We'll watch this one in the morning, like the House on Haunted Hill. Yeah. We'll watch that tomorrow, Saturday, or whatever. So I was like, okay. And I was like, do you mind if I watch a little bit of it, or maybe all of it, and then either you can watch it in the morning if it's good, or if it's bad, like, then you don't have to watch it. So she's like, yeah, that's fine, go ahead. So I watched it in my room, and I loved it. And it was, as a 12-year-old, I don't know,
yeah.
It was scary. Even now, like, I think that it's pretty creepy.
It's got some creepy moments.
But... So, I was like, oh my god, Mom, it's amazing, it's so good. So, I turned it on, we put it on in the living room, and the scene in the beginning with the mental institution where the patient stabbed the desk clerk or whatever through the neck with, like, a handful of pencils.
Yes.
Maybe 2 minutes and 45 seconds into the movie, something like that, my dad flipped the fuck out. Yeah. Started, like, he was like, what is this? Turn it off now. So I turned it off, and I, like, turned to Mom, and she's like, don't fucking say anything. She's like, don't say that you already watched
it. You've seen it already.
Like, it was gory, it was great. Like,
for that our age, yeah.
Like, Jeffrey Rush is amazing as Vincent Price's character. Yes. Like, they were just, like, it was great.
It is. It's good. So bad in just, like, a memorable way. Like, it is always fun to watch to me.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of stuff in there that is, like, kind of surprising, where I'm like, oh, okay. But it's the same kind of love that I have for The Haunting.
Yeah,
I don't care. Like, I don't care. I love it. And there's a lot of factors in, like, The Haunting and House on Haunted Hill where even now, like, when that piano... I get so nervous when the piano snaps in The Haunting. Because I'm just like, oh, feel it. And then the cup over the eye thing, I don't know. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm there in that situation.
Still and when he's in the fireplace and the big lion.
That is the best part, though. Yeah, like, that's the best part ever.
I remember being like, oh, he's... Oh my god!
Side note, what is the Netflix, the...
Haunting of Hill House.
Haunting of Hill House.
That's the same as The Haunting.
It's the same as The Haunting. If you haven't checked it out, you need to quit your job for at least, like, 3 days and just give it all your attention.
Oh, you don't need 3 days. You need 10 hours.
Make it happen. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It's so good.
I think that's one of the best shows I've seen in a very long time.
Oh, yeah. Hardcore. I've watched it a couple times now, and it's so good.
Like, nothing has given me nightmares.
Oof, God.
I can't even remember. Yeah. Probably since I was, you know... Like, books give me nightmares more than movies do,
mm-hmm.
but not a movie or show, like, not for a very long time. Yeah. That, like, I put earplugs in at night, so my routine is that I turn my light off, and then I put my earplugs in, and then I lay down to sleep.
Yeah.
My routine, after like, a week after that, was turn the lights off, close my eyes, make sure I do not open my eyes in the dark, and then put my earplugs in and put my, like, the blanket on. Because it was like, I do not want to open my eyes and see
the hat guy? Woman.
Oh, the...
tall guy?
Yeah, but it's a Bendick woman for me.
Is it? Yeah. Okay, the tall guy with the hat, he does it for me, I can't.
Yeah, I don't...
Yeah.
Which, I'm not gonna say, no spoilers, but the Bendick lady is...
It's top-notch, isn't it? Yeah.
And I think I called it in the first episode.
I think you did, too. Yeah. No, when you texted Kaylin, you did.
It was the first episode.
You did. But it's... Oof.
Still amazing.
But still, even when you see that, I mean, it is so, like... I think that's the great thing about the show, too, is it's so emotional. Like, and I think a lot of that emotion, too, especially with the brother, the drug addict...
Yeah.
Is...
God, Luke.
I don't know who that kid is. He's the cutest fucking thing that's on two legs. So, seeing him as a child and then him now, like, mm-hmm. it's so emotional, the connection you have to those people.
Yeah, well, and seeing them all as kids and seeing...
who they are as adults.
Yeah, oof. And you can see what kind of, like, moved them to that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw something that each kid represents a stage of grief.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I did see that, too.
Yeah, and, like, it's definitely, they definitely play up to that.
It's great. And then there's, like, little hidden ghosts. They do not, like, address these ghosts. No one sees them. No. It doesn't come up later. But there's, for the viewer, there's hidden ghosts mm-hmm. throughout every episode. You just see one off in the corner, and you're like, oh, shit, there it is. And that's it. Like, that, it doesn't come back or anything, but it's really cool. It's, like, a nice little Easter egg, too.
It's to show, I think, how many spirits are in
around there. I kind of freaked out about the clock guy. Not gonna lie. He freaked me out.
With the mustache?
Yeah.
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 I guess because he
just finding out, like, his story and, like, just, you know, where he came from and stuff. Yeah. Or, like, I don't know. That whole reveal, just that kind of whole thing where it's just... He kind of, like, lets it all out, what they're, you know, what the house is about. Like, ooh. I was just like, ugh. So good. So good.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll let you start. What would be your least favorite remake?
Since the day that I came out of the movie theater after watching this movie, I have never looked back
on never how been the same, much really.
I hate with a visceral passion this movie.
I don't like this movie either, but you're like an advocate.
It's to the point where the actors in the movie, they can go fuck themselves. Yeah. I will not watch the movies they're in. There's one kid in it, the guy from The Haunting in Connecticut and Jennifer's Body.
Yeah.
He is the only exception I will make to watching movies with these people
in it. Well, we can't skip Jennifer's Body.
No, that's amazing.
It's like...
It's not a remake, but it's worth it.
Yeah, you just can't. Yeah.
I hate the Nightmare on Elm Street remake. Hate it. Like, it's what, 12 years old? And I hate it just as much today as I did back then.
Yeah, you do.
And I've tried. I've watched it maybe one or two times since then. Just to try and see if I can separate myself from the original.
Yeah.
And I can't.
Yeah. I can, like, there's almost all... I'm not going to say all because I'm probably... I kind of mental block out shit. I can enjoy almost all remakes in some kind of sense. I, you know, looking back, Halloween, not great, but it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It is okay.
If you lock me in a room with it, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. Friday the 13th, fun.
I don't care. I like that.
I don't care what the canon on it is. I will watch anything with Jason in it, and I'm not going to speak ill of any of those movies because I just don't care. I love Jason.
Well, it's just as ridiculous, if not more, you know, the other ones of the whole series are just as ridiculous as that one. So it's not like, it fits in well.
Yeah. I'm not going to die on that hill. I love Friday the 13th, but I'm one of those that's unapologetic, and I will love all the movies that come out. I'm not going to fight about, oh, it's not this or that. I don't care. Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that
one. I will die on a hill for those movies. I love all of them. But again, I am a very happy horror movie watcher. I love Here, almost everything. Yeah.
I like all those ones.
I like all of them, even the really bad ones.
Yeah.
I don't like this movie. And no. I've given it 2 tries.
Yeah, I watched it in the movie theater, and I've watched it, I think, twice since then.
Yeah, no.
Like, I can't. Like, one thing, obviously, Robert Englund, I don't feel can be replaced by anybody else.
Yeah, but I didn't think Tim Curry could be replaced by anybody else, and they did it.
Oh, but Bill Skarsgård is amazing.
He's hot. Yeah, but it's different.
I like his brother better, but...
Still, I didn't think he could be replaced.
But I think that the difference between the Pennywises is that Tim Curry's is a certain one over here, and Bill Skarsgård's is over here.
Yeah, but that could have been done as well.
He didn't try to, like, make it so that it's basically the exact same thing. You know, they didn't try to do that.
But that's how you should approach a remake.
Exactly. Whereas with Jason or Michael Myers, it doesn't really matter. They're wearing a mask. They don't talk. It is who it is.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day who's behind the mask. Yeah. I mean, we'd prefer it to be Kane Hodder, but... And I don't really care about
If you're listening, sexy.
Call Caitlin.
Call me.
Don't use the number on the Gorgul's Instagram, though.
Yeah, it will not come to me.
So, my problem with the Nightmare on Elm Street remake is that Freddy Krueger is... He was scary as hell, but also very funny. And as the movies went on, he was funnier and funnier. They allowed him to be more comedic and still scary up until New Nightmare, where it was like, okay, Freddy's gotta be scary again, let's fucking do this.
Yeah.
But this Freddy... was less scary because he could kill you in your dreams, and more scary because he was a fucking creep. And I don't appreciate that.
No, because I've never seen Freddy Krueger as a creep. Like a child, like a uncle touching a nephew creep.
This sounds really bad, but we know that Freddy Krueger is a child murderer.
Yeah.
They allude to it. They never, obviously, he kills kids in their dreams, so that's where he is a child murderer, but before he was killed, he was a child murderer.
Murder.
But it's kind of just, it honestly, it could be, was he? You know what I mean?
Now, see, like what I always
he's
took...
He's had the reputation
exactly.
of it.
Like, what I always took from that was that they accused him of the missing children, killed him... vengeance.
Yeah.
Like, that's why he's vengeancing parents, is because he didn't do it.
But
whatever.
He might
He might. And that's... So... That's just how I read it. I've always read it, and how it's always been in my mind.
Yeah. So, up until the point in the remake, I was like, okay, this is fine. It's basically the same thing. They could have definitely been a little bit more original with it. But I was like, okay, like, this is fine. It is what it is. And then they get to that part where the girl finds the room in the school.
Yep.
Behind, like, the false wall or whatever it is.
Because that's what schools have.
And then has all these repressed memories that flood back to her about
her
being
a child molester.
A child molester. And it's like, I feel like that's too far. I don't know. This sounds completely horrible. Maybe it's because it was, like, I don't know, a slasher movie, and that's just what happens in a slasher movie. But I'm kind of desensitized to the fact that, like, in Scream, and this one, and Friday the 13th, Halloween, all these teens get killed, and it's kind of, like I said, desensitized.
But that's
to
a horror, that's what a horror movie is.
But if Michael Myers came into fucking Lori's house and raped Annie...
I'd be done.
And then killed her...
I'd be done.
It would not be okay.
But I don't like rape revenge movies.
Like, what
I'm
the
not
fuck?
An advocate for rape revenge movies. I... like Last House on the Left for what it is.
I can't watch that anymore.
Like, I like it for what it is, but that's about the level of rape revenge that I will go. And I think it's okay because it's like the parents.
Yeah.
I've never seen I Spit on Your Grave. I don't want to. I haven't seen that revenge movie that came out. Everybody loves it. And I'm just like, I don't care about rape revenge movies.
No. I just think that the mystery of, like, did he do it, did he not do it, was enough to be like, oh, cool, so sometimes I'm gonna be on the side of the teens, sometimes I'm gonna be like, yeah, Freddy, get him. Whereas in this case, I'm like, you have just taken every ounce of kind of, I don't want to say love, but any kind of, like, endearment that I have towards Freddy Krueger, that I have towards Robert Englund's Freddy Krueger, where he's like, ah, he's funny, I love him.
And made him gross.
And made him disgusting.
Yeah.
To the point where I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? Get me the fuck out of here right now.
Yeah.
I hate it. I just feel like they took it that... They wanted to be more edgy than the originals, and they took it that step too far. Even, I've seen all of the Freddy movies so many times, but I can't really tell you for a certain fact that they don't mention him being a killer or a molester.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm pretty sure that it's only alluded to, period.
It really is, because, I mean, Nancy gets... when it gets explained to her, like, we did what we had to do kind of thing, she's like, I can't believe you. Like, it, you know, if it was explained to her, like, oh, like, we saw him diddling children.
Yeah. You.
She would especially, be... Especially like, you. She would have been like, so you did the right thing.
Exactly. There would be no, like, not that there's any redemption for
Freddy. No, there's not. But it's just like, he's haunting me now because of what the sins of my fathers did. Yeah. Like, that kind of thing.
Whereas if he really is a disgusting pervert...
Then you're like, yes, parents...
Good job.
Yes, like, congratulations.
Yeah, like, burn his body like they do in Supernatural to get more. Rid of it. Yeah. Like, I just think that it took all kinds... And I really don't think they obviously intended it to be... They wanted it
I
to be
I also don't like
more,
the flashback scene of him, like, chasing little kids around. Yeah. And it's just like, okay, so you're making this even worse than her just being like, he touched us?
Yeah.
Which even verbally would have been, like, on the fence. But then him being like, hi, little girl in white dress. And you're like, oh my God. No, just, no.
They wanted to make it so that Freddy was scary and not funny anymore. And they made it so that I'm just disgusted with it. I don't ever want to see it again. They can go fuck themselves. Like, that was a ridiculous... The fact that... I don't know his name. I think it's like Jackie Earl Haley or something
like that.
It's
Jackie or Haley.
The fact that he agreed to be Freddy Krueger and that that was in the script, he's an idiot.
Yeah, I don't know why that's a thing.
There's no way that that would have come even across, like, Robert Englund, and he would have been like, you know, I've been a scumbag in these movies for years, and you've just taken it to this level where I'm not okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't really understand. I think it was kind of like he was blinded by the light being able to be Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
That it was just... He took it, and I just think it was a
and
huge
I'm sure,
mistake.
I'm sure it was in that sense, but I know there was, like, and there's always that whole, like, I can't believe this person. Like, they did it for Tim Curry, where it's like, Tim Curry's not going to be in. And it's like, yeah, he's had a stroke. Like, he's not going to do it.
He's in a fucking wheelchair.
But,
he's a break.
Like, there was a lot of beef about him not coming back, because Robert Englund, literally in everything you can throw a toothpick at.
Yeah.
So, it's one of those things where it was like, maybe that's why he did not want to come back. Was where it was like, that's not Freddy.
Oh, so you're actually going to show them what I did when I was alive.
Yeah.
So and not make it okay that I'm killing these kids.
Yeah, you're going to show
like,
me, like,
it's okay,
touching a kid's head and stroking hair and...
Like, it's absolutely disgusting.
It wasn't okay. And then it's just... Again, Freddy has a thing about his burn victim makeup is just... It's really, really 80s.
Yeah.
And then this was a burn victim. Mm-hmm. Like, a burn-ass burn victim. Like, he drooled and talked out of one side of his mouth. And, like, the whole...
Yeah. Like, he looks like the guy from American Horror Story.
He does. He does.
Dennis O'Hare's character.
It's so... So that, even there, was like, oh, you're taking Freddy way too seriously.
Yeah.
Because this is the guy that lifted his shirt up and had faces in his stomach. And this is the guy that, like... served a person pizza.
Yeah.
Like, he's not that serious. Like, he's not. What's scary about him is how funny he is, and then the disgusting things he does to kill kids.
Yeah.
Like, to kill these kids.
Like, in the second one where he turns the girl into the roach.
But that's the thing, is it's like, it's smart in the sense of all these fears, the needles.
Yeah.
The slitting your wrist thing, the cockroach, the, you know, and then even when you get into, like, you know, the dream child stuff and all that, it's still stuff that is fears that people have.
Yeah.
Real fears. So you can relate on all kinds of different levels, but that one, they barely use these kids' fears.
Yeah.
And they're dumb, too.
Yeah.
It's dumb fears.
Well, it's just, he's a fucking pedophile.
It's just like,
just
I'm afraid of heights
it.
Or something dumb, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, I can't get over it.
Yeah, not a fan.
But let us know what your favorite and least favorite remakes are, and if you share your hatred as much as mine.
I would say that that's probably my least favorite, too, because I can't go back to it, where the other, like, kind of everything else, like,
I watch Halloween.
It.
Around Halloween every year, it's
I
on
watch
TV.
It.
I record every single one of them, even number 6, and then that one and the second one.
Yeah. It just...
As an adult now, this sounds weird, I prefer Halloween 2, Rob Zombie's Halloween 2 to the first one.
Really?
Yeah. I guess because it's more visually fun because they go to the party where they're dressed as Rocky Horror Picture Show characters. Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's the book and she finds out that she's the sister.
You know, when
like, all that kind of stuff is fun. I think it's fun.
Yeah. When some of these remake movies came out, you gotta remember, we were, like, in high school and we were all edgy. I mean, yeah. We were just all about, like, okay, if they can punch someone in the face 3,000 times until it's a bloody pulp, we were all fucking about it. We do have a lot of nostalgia for those movies, and we're not going to apologize for that.
No.
We can step back now and be like, yeah, it's a shit movie, but we just enjoy it for nostalgia's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. But not Nightmare on Elm Street. I can't.
No, I don't like it.
But,
they ruined it for me. That whole movie.
There's so much out, coming out.
Oh my God. Well, there's Pet Sematary right now.
Well, probably the most important thing is the fact that there's a Critter series coming out.
Oh, is there?
Yes. Most important thing, probably, at the top of the list.
For you.
For me. But, okay, so these things look just like in the original movie, like the same kind of puppets. It's amazing. I'm super stoked to see it. And it's still goofy, still, I'm super excited.
Yeah.
So, besides that, that's just me, but catch it. Even with TV shows, Twilight Zone.
Oh, yeah, we haven't watched
it. We watched the first one.
Is it good?
It's gonna be good.
Okay.
Like, it is, it's enjoyable.
Yeah.
Jordan Peele, he comes on as Rod Sterling.
Oh, really?
And he kind of has the voice. Yeah. And you're like, I want to laugh at you, but
yeah,
you have such serious movies.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. So, you got Twilight Zone. Crazy. Even, like, the Haunting on Hill House.
Yeah.
Like, you know, basically, I wouldn't say, like, a remake, but, you know, we talked about Sabrina. Critters coming out. Now, I saw an article about Swamp Thing, and now all these trailers are coming out about Swamp Thing.
Oh, I haven't even seen any.
Yeah. I don't watch trailers, period. But there's a bunch of stuff coming out for Swamp Thing, though they said Swamp Thing was not a thing. So I'm not sure what's happening with that. But like you said, so we got Pet Sematary.
Yeah.
Suspiria came out.
Yeah, I heard that did really bad.
I love this remake. I've never been able to really make it through the original.
Yeah.
Really just finding it is like almost impossible. I love this remake. Now it is long.
Yeah.
Like I broke it up the first time into 3 sittings.
Oh shit.
I
don't know if I could do that.
It's like 2.5 hours. But with the witchy stuff in it, so worth it.
Okay, cool.
So worth it. Just like, get to a good part and be like, whew, I know this next part's going to be a lot of talking.
Yeah.
Then cut it off there and enjoy that.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's so good. I really think the payoff at the end, you'll love it. But you'll enjoy it more if you break it up.
Okay.
Like, break it up. Pet Sematary, Suspiria. The It thing comes out.
Yeah, September 19th, I think it is. So I'm excited
Can't
about
wait.
That.
Can't wait. Everybody
that they picked for the old people,
I can see
I'm
it.
Good with it.
I can see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, totally.
There's nobody. The only thing I wish that they would have done, which I probably know is not going to happen.
Seth Green.
Exactly. I wanted him as Richie. But he's not really in much anymore. I know he does more producing.
I would love to just see Seth Green in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see him, like, maybe in a car, just driving through town and then, like, speeding off. Like,
yeah,
just
with, like,
some
a werewolf
kind of, like,
mask on.
Sure. So, what else? I feel like...
I saw yesterday that they're going to do I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Nope, that's not...
And The Craft.
Yes. Oh, The Craft is... Yeah, I forgot about that. But yeah. And that has a lady director this time. Mm. Which is super excited. So...
I don't want it to be a shot-for-shot remake. I want it to be a new thing, a fun thing, but not take away from the original.
I think they'll do a good job on it. It's Blumhouse, and it is a lady director... that has proclaimed her love of The Craft.
Okay.
In the sense of, like, I want to do it, like, women.
Yeah.
And then updated to more now. So she doesn't want to, like, remake it so much back with what they had back then.
Yeah.
She wants to do it more like, this is the time The Craft is going on now.
Okay.
Today, kind of thing.
And if they do it kind of like Serena, I'm good with that.
Yeah. And I think that might be where they're going with it, which will be great. Like, I'm super excited about that.
Yeah.
I
can't think of anything else.
I can't really either. I mean, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark isn't really a remake, but a book adaptation, which is exciting. Like,
but I think
so
it's the first
exciting.
Time, and I feel like it's because they can do it now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and more
instead
of like an anthology
cheesy.
Thing.
Yeah.
I did watch the trailer on that. I couldn't hold
it
back.
Looks amazing.
I'm so excited. So excited. Yeah, I really can't think of anything else that has been, like, super solidly confirmed. And there's probably something stupid that we're not paying attention to, but... Yeah.
I know... Oh, Chucky. Child's Play.
Fuck. I've already, like, tried to mentally block that.
It looks horrible. Oh my god.
I'm so angry. Okay, that's... See? This is what I'm talking about. I mentally block shit that I don't want to be involved with. It looks so bad. It looks terrible. I can't.
I don't... And I like Aubrey Plaza.
Mark Hamill's the voice.
I can't do it.
Like, everything is like...
I don't like Luke Skywalker.
Like, I get that Mark Hamill is a great voice actor.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say that's his thing.
I get it. I so get it. I don't want to see him as Chucky. I don't want to see him as Freddy Krueger. No. I don't want that.
I feel like people overstep their fucking boundaries.
It's going to be crap.
Yeah. Like, I'll see it, but I'm not going to be happy.
But Brad Dourif is the Freddy Krueger of that story.
Well, he's already... Like, the last one was only a year or two ago.
I know, and he's
like,
been
in... Like, come on, man. He's fucking Chucky.
And...
Fucking Chucky. Have you seen that video?
No.
There's a little girl, and they're like... There's a little girl, and they're like, are you okay? Like, what happened? She's like, it's fucking Chucky. It's very funny.
Okay, I'll have to look that
later. Just look up fucking Chucky.
Oh my god, that's great. So, they also, because What's-His-Face did not give the rights of Chucky to them.
He's Billy, right? Something like that?
He's something really weird.
Buddy? Billy? No, it's not Buddy. I think it's Billy.
He's like a Okay Pal doll.
So stupid! I hate it!
You know, it's like Corn Shreds are for kids. Yeah. Like, it's... So, you didn't even get all the rights.
Like, fuck you. Fuck you.
So why remake it? Why do we have to go through this?
Go choke on a good guy doll.
I'm super confused about it. And honestly, I hate the fucking posters. Because I loved the posters of Chucky from Child's Play, like 2 and 3 and stuff.
I used to have nightmares about Chucky before I even saw a movie of him.
Yeah.
Because of the posters.
Yes. Like, I love those. And then they did CGI posters for this of him.
So fucking stupid.
And it's bad.
You know, the only way he could beat Nightmare on Elm Street would be if he's a pedophile. But, like, other than that, like, it will be second worst. Like, I'm so done with this shit. Like,
It'd be the perfect setup for a pedophile movie is that this pedophile's soul is put into a doll,
right?
That is a,
like,
child's toy.
Oh no, I don't have a penis. Oh god, I hate it so much.
Yeah. And even then you're like, this is great because it's hell for him.
Yeah.
He can't actually fuck the children. He can only, like, touch them, which isn't good either, but like, I mean, if you're going to cut lines.
I fucking hate him.
I'm not looking forward to that. No. I don't know when it comes out. I have not watched a trailer for it. Once, I was kind of like, oh, Mark Hamill. And then I was like, wait a minute. And then I heard them talking about how it's like, well, it can't really be connected to Chucky. Like, real Chucky. Because they didn't get the rights to real Chucky. And it's like, excuse me? So...
Then don't do it!
You had to change his likeliness. His clothes are, like, a different color. I think he's like, a yellow sweater or something. Like, everything's kind of off.
Fucking Chucky.
That's so funny.
Do you have your questions?
Oh, I have one.
I have two. Get your shit together.
What? I couldn't.
All right, so this is the part of the episode where we get to our questions.
Yes.
I'll go first, then you do your one question.
Shut up.
All right, so my first question is, if you were a horror hostess, a la Elvira or Vampyra, what would be your name? I understand it's an under pressure situation.
That is an under pressure. Okay, so, I mean, obviously my name's Caitlin. So I could always go with, like, Creepy Caitlin or Coffin Kate.
Yeah.
Or,
that'd be cool.
You know, like, something like that. I think I would try and go with, like, a coffin kind of situation.
Maybe, like, Coffin Kate's After 8 movie marathon or something.
Perfect!
Like that. That'd be pretty cool.
Because you just came on the spot with that? Or...
No, I really haven't thought about
really?
It.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know my name either.
No, I think I would go with, like, a coffin. You know, like, the creepy thing is kind of cool, but I love coffin, kind of just the whole aesthetic of a coffin. So, I think I would go with, like, a coffin Caitlin, Coffin Kate, Coughlin. Like, I don't know. But that, I think that's where I would go. What would you do?
I really don't know.
No?
I guess it would be something like that, like Spooky Samantha.
Yeah.
Or Samantha Salem. Like, something like that. Like, I guess I would keep my name, but add something.
Yeah, but I think
you
could go with, like, a Sin and Sam, too, or something.
Yeah. I don't, it just, like, coming up with another name, like Elvira or Vampire, where it's one name, and it's powerful, and you know that they're creepy.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, like that.
I think that.
I think, I always think in, like, the terms of, like, the double, where, like, it, like, you know, Coughlin, Kate,
yeah.
Like, Coughlin, Caitlin or something.
Yeah.
Coming up with just, like, a name, I don't know. I can only think of, like, a, almost like that guy in that freak show TV show, like, Morgue or something.
Yeah. Like, or be, like, Spooklina or, you know, something like that.
Okay, yeah. Like, I could definitely, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe now that I can think about it, I could answer that next
time. Next question, or next question. Next,
Yeah, podcast, maybe we'll come up with,
we'll think of what our horror hostess names would be.
Yeah, something creepy like that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I never really thought of it, like, just coming up with, like, Vampira.
Yeah. Well, and Elvira apparently was all the when they were starting to film it, they didn't know what her name was going to be because they couldn't get the rights for her to be Vampira.
Yeah.
So all of the cast, or all of the crew, sorry, put names in a hat.
Uh-huh.
And they pulled out Elvira and that was her name.
Huh.
So
I wonder what the other names in the hat would be.
I don't know.
That would be cool to find out.
I'm sure that they were probably, like, Vampirella and, you know, stuff like,
oh, yeah,
something like that. Because I know that she's a comic book character, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But you know, stuff like that. But, yeah, huh. So Elvira was pulled out of a hat for that.
That's so funny.
Cool.
Yeah.
You want to do your question?
Okay. So, this is a hostile situation. Hostile the...
Okay, the movie.
Movie, yeah. So, would you rather lure tourists to do the whole, you know, trap thing?
Yes.
Like, you've got to do that. Or would you be the buyer? Would you rather be the person buying someone?
I want to be the lurer.
You want to be the lurer?
Yeah.
I was trying to think of, like, the pros and cons to both sides kind of thing. Like, again, the luring seems super fun until it gets to that certain point.
Well, I just feel like,
I feel like buying's a safer option.
I don't know.
But I don't know what I would do with someone.
Yeah, that's the thing, is, like, all of the people in Hostel have, like, a certain thing they want to try to do so, to someone. Like, you know.
Now, would you be a buyer in a certain special situation?
No, I don't think so. Unless, I, like, you mean if there was a specific for real person?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have that kind of money, so I guess that's another thing, is, like, these
people
are fucking,
I don't think it,
you know.
I think this is, like, a money doesn't matter kind of thing. Because, like, in my special situation, I would buy a specific person and just leave them in the room.
I guess,
like, shut the door and be like, I'm done.
I guess thinking logically wise, I would rather be the lure than the buyer. Because then it's just like, oh, I just date these people. I don't do anything.
You have to have sex with them.
Not necessarily,
I guess,
though.
Not.
Like,
I don't know why I just go there.
Yeah, I don't. Not even a little bit. Like,
I guess I'm just,
you
going
just lure them to the boat. Like, you don't have to fuck them on the way. Like,
oh, are you thinking, like, in the second one?
I'm strictly thinking, okay. Yeah, I think a little bit of both.
Okay, like, if it was the second one, I could do that.
Well, like, Svetlana and Natalia definitely got more involved with Pax in them.
Yeah.
But in the second one, there's, like, the big beefy guy.
Yeah, he just...
And he just kind of
takes
her off her feet and takes her.
Yeah.
So I think that, like, there's going to be different people, obviously,
sweep
for
off
different
her,
things.
We could sweep off the feet.
Yeah, I believe
think.
We could.
Yeah.
But then you kind of have, like, that, like, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I just work... I didn't know that they were killing them. I thought I was an escort service. You know, like, not escort service, but, like, I thought I was escorting them to the escort service. You know what I mean?
What,
like,
so you could make yourself sleep better at night being the lure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And not so much sleep better at night, but less jail time if I get caught.
I guess so.
Like, I'm not going down for this shit.
Okay, all right. All right,
so my last question is, in Trick or Treat,
uh-huh,
which storyline would you want to be involved in?
Werewolves.
Werewolves?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Like, there's, what else?
I don't know.
I was trying to think of a Trick or Treat question, too, and I was like, no, it's werewolves, because I had something about that, too.
Yeah. I don't know, I kind of like the neighbor that kills people. I don't know.
Like, yeah, he has a kid, though.
Yeah.
Oh, careful. Sorry. Very true.
Yeah, I guess the werewolves would be the logical choice.
Yeah, I would go werewolves, though I would comfortably say that in middle school, I'm all about that little group of bitchy kids.
Well, I was going to say, I feel like
I relate to, like, every kind of level.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we would be more Rhonda, where we would have, like, all the Halloween knowledge, and they would, like, pick on us and that kind of, you know what I mean?
Now, see.
And then we get to walk away like a beast when they're fucking getting murdered.
Like, it's funny how, like, it seems like there's different stages. So, we would definitely have been a Rhonda. We want to be a werewolf. We are probably more relatable to the teachers in costumes getting drunk.
Yeah.
At their own house party.
Which are werewolves. Are so, the one in the cat costume is a werewolf in the forest when they pan around. The teacher lady.
That movie just always has, like, something.
She gets to fuck a hot dog and she gets to be a werewolf. Or getting butt fucked by a hot dog.
Now, okay, so I made Brad watch Death Proof the other day.
Okay.
I have never noticed that Kurt Russell is in that dining scene when they're talking about Zoe the cat.
He's in the diner?
Yes, he's behind them.
Oh, shit.
Brad goes, what did Brad say? He goes, oh, there's Kurt. And I was like, what are you talking
about? I've watched that movie at least 40 times.
50, 60,000 times, yeah. And I said, what are you talking about? And he goes, Kurt is right there. Now, we were watching it on Cody because it was acting right.
Yeah.
And I was like, mine, if you rewind it, it's done. Like, done.
Yeah.
It just won't play anymore. So I was like, I can't, like, rewind it.
Well,
so he zoomed around. They finally zoomed and panned. Yeah. And he's at the bar.
Really?
Yeah.
See, the only thing that I can think of in that kind of situation is that if you watch Friends episode, say you watched a Friends episode when in the 90s when the night it premiered and like right after and stuff, it was different. Now that we have widescreen TVs, there's a lot of scenes where, say, Phoebe's talking to Monica, and they do the back and forth where you see Monica's face and you see Phoebe's face. There's a lot where, because it was cut off, they had just some random stand-in to be Monica.
Yeah.
And it's not Monica. But because it's widescreen now and it wasn't formatted for that back then, now you can see that it's not Monica.
Gotcha.
So is that where he
was? No, he is. Oh, he's in, like, between two girls.
Oh, shit.
So when they zoom, when they're talking, and Mary Elizabeth Winstead says, oh, I didn't know you were. And they're talking about the CIA or FBI agent thing. Mm-hmm. And they're all like, shut up, shut up. It's not funny. She is between her and Clerk's girl.
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah. She is he's between them at the bar, and he's this, looking at them.
How have never, I guess I'm too.
I don't know. It takes Brad, who doesn't watch horror movies, to be oh, Kurt. And I'm like, no, not Kurt. I don't
know. I'm obsessed with Zoe, though, so I'm always watching her.
Yeah, it's true. I'm obsessed with that scene, just watching each of them and how they're acting. But yeah, Brad's just like, oh, Kurt, right there. And I'm like, no, he's not in this scene.
So you see him stalking them.
He's there.
Wow. Props to Brad. I'm going to have to watch it now.
I guess we're just going to have to watch it again.
Unfortunately.
I know.
Preston doesn't like that movie. Because he doesn't. I think it's because it's girl power.
Well, and I told Brad that it was really good girl power, and he was more disgusted that I want nachos watching that scene. Because he was like, how does this make you want nachos when it makes me never want nachos?
Because he's eating delicious nachos.
I said, well, it's kind of because that's how I imagine Kurt and me.
Yeah. how else are you going to eat nachos?
Like, if he eats nachos like that.
Like, he can eat me like that. Just kidding.
Not really.
No. It's an awkward end to the podcast. Tom, Steve, Dave.
Oh, cool.
All right, well, any questions that you have, let us know about your favorites and least favorite
favorites,
remakes.
Least favorites, let us know what's going on in L.A. We'll be there in August.
Yeah.
So if you know of anything, let us know. I think that's about it. Oh, and if we missed any remakes.
Yeah.
TV shows,
I'm
movies.
I'm sure that we did.
I'm There's sure we did, but, you know, we mentioned Critters, which was the most important thing.
Yeah.
By far. So I think that's it.
Yeah. So we'll hopefully see you next week. Well, we probably will.
Yeah, we will. We're back on our next vacation's LA.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
All right. So we'll be back then.
Bye.